going. How did you just feel about your outing day? What was working for you?
I mean, I'd be lying if I said nothing was working, because I felt like I had everything. The game plan with Garcia was just, we just hit it to a T, and being able to execute pitches, and you know, I'm still trying to earn a role in this team, so I'm just doing whatever I can to get outs, and then when we put numbers on the board, I want to put a zero right after as quick as it can, so our hitters can go back and do the same thing. So I just felt that, you know, the tempo, you know, when we were hitting was in our favor. So I wanted to work quick, and it was just a good day.
That's obviously a strong lineup over there. And it is still spring, but you know, this is kind of getting toward the end here. And was this a good, I guess, test or a good opportunity for you to face a lineup like this when, like you said, you're still kind of competing for that role?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to show your best stuff no matter who it is. And, the reigning world champs is a pretty good test. And it was probably pretty close to their opening day lineup too. Maybe minus a guy or two. But, you know, being able to, you know, face, you know, Mookie and Turner and just the rest of that lineup. I mean, it's a very good test. And there's no easy out. So you have to be on your game. And even when you make mistake pitches, you got to use that to your advantage. And I thought Garcia and I came up with a game plan, and we were talking in between innings, and it was just a really, really good day, really good outing. And obviously I'm very satisfied with how it went. And, there are a little more curveballs than sliders in this outing. And I felt that it was an effective pitch, and it felt good. And the offense came in and did their thing. So that was a lot of fun.
I think just quick follow. I think 7 of the 10 strikeouts that you had were looking. Is that unusual? Yeah, I mean, to have that many looking strikeouts, or is that something?
No, I like to pitch. That's the best way to put it. I'm thinking 2 pitches, 3 pitches ahead, and what can I use now to be able to get them out? And you know, this lineup is probably looking for a specific area to hit and a specific pitch. And I tried to do the complete opposite of what they were looking for. Even in between innings, we were talking about how to start guys and what guys are going to be swinging early. So, the lineup was just, they're just loaded. And all I could do was just, you know, put my best stuff out there and compete. And I felt like I did that.
Jacob.
Cole, you mentioned just trying to prove yourself to find a role on this team. I'm curious just how important tonight's outing was for you, just with spring training winding down. Was there any pressure going into tonight?
I wouldn't say pressure. I will say I'm a big fan of my catch play partner, Dalton Jeffries. And so throwing and him throwing well, and we're just motivating each other. I mean, we know that there's a job to earn, but I'm having a lot of fun just competing with him. We're developing a friendship and stuff, beyond the field too. And so, the competition's there. It's good. And you'll see it with AJ tomorrow, I'm sure. And so I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, where I fit in this team. Cause everyone seems to be on a different level to make this opening day roster. So it's a lot of fun to be a part of, there's not pressure. I think it's just there's motivation to try to do as good as that next guy just did. And we're definitely doing that in the locker room in terms of, you know, promoting each other and promoting success.
What's that like to have that, you know, growing friendship between you and Dalton, and you're kind of competing here for the same spot? Is that weird for you guys? Like, is it motivation? You mentioned that maybe.
Yeah, it's definitely motivation, and we text each other after each other starts or outings, and we're just enjoying being able to battle. And it's not necessarily him against me. It's more so like, hey, go out there and shove, do what you do. You've been doing good, keep it up. And it's telling each other each other's nasty after the outing. I know I texted him after his outing the other day with 7 punchies. I was like, dude, you're absolutely filthy. And so I'm just having fun and you know, I'm laughing. I mean, I nearly got my head blown off in that first inning, and I turn over to Machine, and I was like, I was kind of laughing. I was just like, this is just, I'm living in the moment, and this is a lot of fun, and I'm really enjoying being a part of this ball club.
Did he text you yet after tonight's game?
Yeah. I haven't responded yet, but yeah, he's texted me.
Was he pretty impressed with what you're able to do?
I mean, we're both pretty impressed with what each other can do, and we're having a lot of fun just playing catch, working with each other, and the day in and day out, you know, spring training coming to an end. I think we're just in a place where it's just whoever gets it. We don't care. We want each other to be successful in the league, and with both of us, you know, with him only having one start and me having a handful of starts, I think there's both of us are kind of rooting each other on to be able to be that guy. And we're going to let the club decide who it's going to be. And we don't really care. We're having fun playing catch with each other and promoting each other's success because, you know, like I said, he's just a great teammate off the field. And I just really enjoyed the friendship that I've created with him. And I'm going to hopefully that moves beyond just baseball, you know, many years from now.
Manolo.
Hey, Cole, congratulations. It seems that since the beginning of the spring training, you have done anything else but impress the team a lot and you impress all your teammates. Could it be said that probably this has been, you know, the most satisfactory spring training for you professionally, taking in consideration you coming into a team that had a bunch of starters already, and you end the spring training putting a little question mark in their heads? I am able to win the spot, and because you did all this in your parts. Talk about all of this experience and other spring trainings you've had.
Well, I think I said at the beginning of camp that I'm just going to take advantage of all the opportunities the club gives me, and I feel like I am. You know, in between outings, I'm watching video on the next opponent that I'm lined up to face, and you know, I've been watching video on the Dodgers for a couple of days now, and you know, it's a lot of fun to be able to compete and fight for a job. You know, I feel like in a year like this in a new organization, I got to fight for my life and show them who I am, whether that be, you know, like I said earlier, nearly getting my head blown off or trying to jump for a ball that I was nowhere close to catching. You know, just having fun and enjoying the moment with the guys on the field and in the dugout and interacting with the coaching staff. And I'm still trying to get to know everyone. So, It's just a lot of fun to be able to go out there and take advantage of these opportunities and you're going to see a lot of that going forward, whether I'm on the roster or not, because this has been the most fun I've had in a camp so far, and you're seeing it on the field.
Yeah, Bob Melvin and Scott Emerson have had the words of admiration for yourself. Bob Melvin says that one of the great things about you is that you use your four pitches very well. You have four pitches and use them very well. And Scott Emerson was saying that you're like a strike machine. You throw a lot of strikes and you throw both sides and up and down. What do you think of all of those technicalities is your best quality as a pitcher, Cole?
You know, I couldn't tell you, you know, one thing or another, because I mean, I feel like every game I'm trying to just get the opponent out. I'm not worried about, you know, what my best stuff is. And most of the time I don't have it. Today was one of those days where I had probably my B+, A- game. And the fact that it's been better is kind of, you know, something that I'm trying to fight for every game. I want to throw strikes. I hate walking guys. It drives me nuts. You know, walking guys only puts you in a situation for the team to, you know, be down, or just walking guys is just not fun at all. So I'm not even going to talk about walking guys. I'm going to move forward to throwing strikes. And throwing strikes is just what I've been taught from a very young age to do is you're going to get more outs and have more success throwing more strikes. than trying to strike everybody out. And today it was just one of those days where my guessing game in my head went a little bit better than their guessing game at the plate. So I felt really good. Hopefully I can continue doing that.
Take a final question from Alex Espinoza.
Hey, Cole. Thanks, man. Hey, I'm just curious, what's your relationship like with Dalton Jeffries, just getting to know him this spring? And I saw your tweet about, you know, you guys are throwing partners. I mean, what's the dynamic like? You guys are competing for the spot, but you guys are buddies. You know, what's that like?
You know, from coming from a different club, you know, you try to make friends quick and you try to create relationships. And we created a relationship real quick over golf. We went golfing one time with each other and really enjoyed playing golf with him, getting to know him off the field. And then, you know, we just became catch play partners as our schedules kind of started getting closer together. And, you know, as that's developed, you know, we've really enjoyed each other's company, and or at least I have. I'm not sure about him. I'm not going to speak for him, but I've really enjoyed Dalton. Just a really humble person to be around, a very determined player too. His catch play is a lot of fun to play with. You know, as much as we like to have fun, our catch play is pretty serious because we're focusing on our, you know, on our release points, and I'm watching how he, you know, just lifts his leg and watching how he does things. And it's making me start focused a little bit more on some technique things that I'm doing. And so I think it's, like I said a little bit earlier, it's a lot of promoting each other to be better than what we are now, and giving each other that confidence every day and every time we go out and pitch, whether that be out of the bullpen or starting. And, you know, I'm definitely a number one fan of Dalton Jeffries. I might get his jersey. We might have to talk about that later, but I'm just a big fan of him, and he's just such a good person. But on top of that, a really excellent ball player.
And who won the golf round?
Pretty sure he did. I was, okay. You don't know any, like, for me, I'm not knowing anyone going into that game or that golf match. Like, we weren't like competing by any means, but I mean, he was a real golfer. Yes, big fan.
I'm just curious because you guys are competitors, you know. So, all right, thanks, man.
Thanks, Cole.
Thank you. Thanks, Cole.